Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pist. Of course, we got Smitty and Breezy in the studio. Breezy over here smiling, talking trash.
I was mimicking you.
You was mimicking me.
I was. Y'all should have seen my impersonation of Rob just now. It was so good.
It was epic.
Epic.
I got a little teary-eyed. And, of course, we've got the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
What is happening, Last Chance Colorado?
I tell you what, I got a chance to beat the professor, guys.
Oh,
no.
I'm going to call you out. You said Cannonball Run came out in 1984, and I was running through my little data bank, and then I hit Google just to double check it because I know who you are.
I did.
You were wrong. It came out in 1981.
I was, and I'm just going to say you need to savor this. It doesn't happen often. I was thinking of Cannonball Run 2.
Your modesty, Richard, is what draws me to you.
Thank you.
I know. At least you admit it.
I do admit it. And, you know, my modesty is a huge part of my charm.
I think so.
It really is.
I think so.
See, if that would have been me, I'd be like, no, I changed the Google. It is 1984. Y'all just don't know what you're
Google's
talking about.
Wrong.
Google is
Google's
wrong.
Google is wrong.
No, I corrected Google. So, talk about some more cool cars. We talked about the animals and all that stuff. How about the very beginning of the movie? The 69 Porsche 911.
That's my favorite.
Really?
Yeah. Man, that thing was a wide body and everything. Dude.
That was cool.
And it had the radar deflective.
The anti-radar paint.
The red oxide primer paint.
Yeah, exactly. And then they tore it all to pieces, put it in a ditch.
Well.
Oh, that's what you do with a Porsche.
Yeah.
When you get a choice between a Dodge Sportsman and a Porsche 911, you put that Porsche 911 in the ditch.
You put it in the ditch.
Yeah.
That's not the first time somebody's put a 911 in a ditch.
I promise you. Probably out of the background cars, and you take the Sheik's car out of it. How about the Countach?
Fun fact about the Countach.
Tell me about it.
It was actually in Smokey the Bandit 3, too.
Really?
Yes, it's in the background during the party with Enos and, I can't remember the other, Enos Bill. I think.
Big Enos, Little Enos Burdette.
Yeah. It's sitting in the background. You can see the same one.
I don't know what draws me to that Countach.
It's a Countach?
It's a Lamborghini.
Exactly.
No, I think it's the two chicks driving.
Well, that too.
Well, yeah.
I think that's actually really, really what drew me to the movie in period. I mean, I love Bert. Don't get me wrong. I'll be honest with you. I love chicks a lot more. And
so did Bert.
There was something about those girls that I liked. I can't put my finger on it. Lord, wish I could. But
that's why you're not in prison, right?
Yeah,
now.
Exactly. I probably would be if I was alive. I was alive, but if I was, I'm just all jumbled up.
You put your finger on it.
Just stop.
Well, they would be in prison then.
Yeah, exactly. They would actually get in trouble. But I love the Countach. I tell you another cool thing with the movie, if you're watching, I'm the guy that picks out all the weird stuff with movies. If you'll notice, the two girls in the very beginning of the movie, when Ray Stevens is singing the intro song, and they're flying around this bright red Countach, and next thing you know, the car's parked up on a hill, like out in the desert.
Yeah.
It's got a rock jammed under the tire to keep it from rolling off.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And you can it's so obvious that was parked there, but they made it look like they just slid right up and jumped out of the car right quick. Mm-hmm. But you can tell the car was like staged there.
Yeah.
Which was hilarious for me.
And you know, there's a whole fan conspiracy theory with those two girls.
Really?
Yeah, their names are Marcy and Jill in the movie. But apparently in the second one, they used different girls.
Yeah.
And nobody could figure out if they really were Marcy and Jill characters or if they were supposed to be two new characters. But apparently they were Marcy and Jill. But there's a whole, like, years of conspiracy over this.
I'm a fan of Marcy and Jill. Both.
All four of them.
All of them. Just love it. Just big personalities.
That's one bad thing about all the older movies and all the older TV shows and stuff. You'll get used to, like, the mom. And then all of a sudden, one week, There's a different mom.
You got Fresh me. Prince of Bel-Air.
But it's still the same mom, but it's a completely different mom.
Like, what? Mama, you have plastic surgery.
No, Mama different. Mama messed her contract up. All right. Richard, give me another cool one.
Another cool what? Movie or car?
Car.
Let's see. I already hit the 911, Lambo. There wasn't a Dodge Daytona Turbo Z, which is maybe why I don't remember that movie as well as the second one. Got the Rolls. How about the Monte Carlo?
It was a Laguna.
There were both, actually.
Who had the Monte Carlo?
I don't know who drove it, but it's on the list.
It is a Monte Carlo.
But the Laguna S3, is that right?
Yes, sir. Driven by Mr. Mel Tillis and Terry Bradshaw. Now, you talk about a mix.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've got a pro football player and a country music singer.
I loved his stutter.
Everybody loves Mel Tillis' stutter. It's epic on so many levels. That was the funniest thing ever when they parked the car at the hotel and they drove it into the pool.
Yeah.
That was better than out back. That was the best part ever. I love that. That and when it was loaded down with beer. That was hilarious. So we got the Laguna S3. And then, of course, we got Jackie Chan. What's the guy? The big guy. He was in all the Adam Sandler movies, too. Remember the big guy that was with Jackie Chan in the Super?
Yeah, the guy that took the anvil or the golf club to the face.
Yeah, he's like real tough. And he was in 007 movies, too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He's the guy with the steel teeth, right?
Yeah, I know
who
you're talking about.
You know, he was in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, yes. Happy Gilmore.
Yes.
He was like a giant.
He got shot with a nail gun.
Yeah, he's like a real giant. And matter of fact, in Happy Gilmore, he could barely stand.
Yeah.
Was it Andre the Giant?
No,
it wasn't okay. Andre the Giant. This guy wasn't a wrestler. He was an actor.
Andre was an actor. He was in Buttercup.
Buttercup.
Yeah, that was a Princess Bride.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Why do you know that, Patrick?
That scares me, Patrick.
It's Patrick.
We'll talk later.
About you. The guy was in the James Bond movie. He bit the cable in half with his steel teeth.
Teeth, yeah.
But I can never tell you his name. Not a James Bond fan.
Probably one of the next to my favorites. Sammy Davis Jr.
You know, he was riding with Dean Martin, so they had the whole Rat Pack thing going with that one.
And they're dressed as priests.
Mm, it's so hilarious.
In a 77 Ferrari 308. So he's going Magnum P.I. style.
Those two guys could be riding bicycles, and they're going to be my favorite regardless.
I mean, Sammy Davis Jr. is hilarious.
Yeah.
Love it. Love that one. And then, of course, you go on a Cannonball Run 2. Lots of cool cars in Cannonball Run 2. Of course, there's a Dodge Daytona Z in it. Let's go ahead and get that out, Richard.
Yeah, it was black.
Turbo Z. And then, of course, Bert was driving a military limo. A Chrysler military limo.
One of the huge ones, like an Imperial or something.
Yeah, it was Imperial or it was a monster. That thing was, that's just like the ugliest looking car. I mean, do they really have military limousines like that?
Probably for like generals and stuff.
And it had Shirley MacLaine in it, which blows my mind.
Like, hey, Shirley MacLaine's got some street cred.
She got some street cred. She wasn't a bad looking dame back in the day either. I mean, look at her now. She's like everybody's grandma in the movie. But now, yeah. I mean, back then, she was wearing hot pants and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, hot britches.
I'm telling you. I mean, just saying. And Sammy Davis Jr. and Dean Martin, they were in a Corvette, weren't they?
I think so. I think they were in a C4 Corvette.
Yeah. Well, why didn't they win? I don't know. Conspiracy.
They were too cool.
Because there was a Dodge Daytona Turbo Z in it.
No, I didn't say why didn't it finish. I said it. But, I mean, there are so many cool cars in Cannonball Run 2. That was another good one. And it's weird. You'll see Cannonball Run 2 on DVD at Walmart everywhere in the $5 bin. You will never find Cannonball Run 1. It's a conspiracy. No. I'm telling you.
You know Barney Fife was in it, too.
Yes, he was.
He was. He wore like a zoot suit. Or something.
And I tell you what, and coming into the next movie, Jim Neighbors was in it.
Yeah.
Well, go all Larry.
Oh, me. Playing an extremely old Gomer Pyle.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'll never get old as these commercial breaks. Man, they come up on us every time. All right, guys, stay tuned. We're talking Burt Reynolds, car movies, and all the cool ones he was in with them. Right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, and Breezy didn't mimic me this time. Of course, we got Breezy and Smitty in the studio.
What's up?
That's a hiccup.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a good one. I didn't really, I knew what it was, but it caught me off guard still.
Like, it was on my shoulder.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure a little bit of that got on your shoulder.
Ew.
Ew. And, of course, we got the professor himself, Mr. Richard Hoskins.
What is happening, Big Pool, Maryland?
That's what I'm screaming.
Big pools.
I'd like to be in a big pool.
I don't like that because I can't swim. I don't do good.
Well, they got
pool.
3 foot sections.
I gotta stay on the shallow end.
We can get you some floaties.
Big pools. They don't make.
They don't make like adult man floaties.
Pools are not nearly as fun if you can't swim.
Yeah, as a rule, yeah.
Little known fact.
That is true.
I got to disagree, ma'am, just because 9 times out of 10, if I get in a pool, because I don't do public pools, none of that stuff.
Really? You don't do public pools?
No, absolutely not. No hotel pools, no.
So you wouldn't get in a hotel pool?
No.
You wouldn't come on in? The water's fine.
Breezy talks me into it very rarely, but I have this thing like, because you can watch kids.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And they will play in the pool all day long.
Inebriated adults.
That too. They'll play in them all day long. How many times did you go to the bathroom a day, Rob?
Maybe they don't need to go. About once.
Nah.
A day. Nah. See, I'm like a camel. I'm always driving. When I'm driving somewhere, like I don't stop. You know, I'm just that guy.
I mean, I agree with that.
I'm driveway to driveway.
But you're not in a big body
of water. It's like the cannonball. It's like the cannonball everywhere I go. So anyway. Speaking of the cannonball, that's a Burt Reynolds movie, and we're talking about Burt Reynolds and his cool car movies. And you can't talk about Burt Reynolds and cool car movies without talking about one of my favorite Burt Reynolds movies ever.
Say it again with feeling, Rob.
Stroker Ace. I love that movie.
It's a great movie.
I love Stroker Ace. Probably one of the most underrated Burt Reynolds movies. Next to, Kindergarten Cop? Yeah. No, that was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, that's Arnold Schwarzenegger, yeah.
But remember the one he did? He did one, too. Cop and a Half.
Cop
and a Half. Yeah. I forgot about that movie. Yeah, that one, was so good.
That was so dumb.
Y'all know why you forgot about that movie.
Why?
It's because he just drove a 68 Camaro, and that's it.
And he did drive a 68 Camaro, which was kind of cool, but the movie kind of sucked.
Yeah.
But back to Stroker Ace. Stroker Ace had so many cool cars in it. I mean, you got to think about it. Of course, this was the heyday of NASCAR. 1983 was when Stroker Ace was filmed. So this is when Ford had the big changeover in the Thunderbirds. So now you had the new style Thunderbird race cars. And Richard, I know you big old school Ford guy. And you like T-Birds.
I do like T-Birds.
So, and it also had, talking about Cannonball Run 2, it also had Gomer Pyle in it. What's his name? It totally just
John left. Neighbors. Jim Neighbors.
There you go. Not John.
Not John. John's his brother. That's we talking about Jim.
They look alike. Lesser known brother.
That's his lesser known brother with a gimpy leg, you know. But anyway, he was in it.
Ned Beatty. It's somebody else that was in it too. Tim Richmond. Hollywood Tim, the NASCAR driver, that's what started his career, and Days of Thunder was actually made about Tim Richmond.
Yeah, Tim Richmond's a very interesting character. I'm not going to get into his story right here, but definitely one, if you don't know who Tim Richmond is, Google it. It's a interesting story all the way around. Lots and lots and lots of good write-ups about him. Anyway, but that's a very, very good movie. And this is like early NASCAR, you know. Of course, Ned Beatty was in. Ned Beatty owned a chicken restaurant chain called Clyde Torkel's Chicken Pit.
Oh, that's chicken somewhere pit. I really want to eat at.
Like, it really does. Like, I wish there was such thing as a chicken pit.
Makes you hungry, doesn't it?
It does. And, of course, you know, Clyde Torkel was this typical Southern big business owner. And he had a chauffeur / bodyguard, and it was Bubba Smith.
Oh, Bubba.
I love Bubba Smith. Any movie Bubba Smith's in's got to be okay. And he plays that same character. no oh, matter
all the time.
What.
Every time. If you were a kid in the 80s, you knew Bubba Smith.
Well, I mean, because Bubba Smith, he played for, who did he play for in the NFL?
I can't remember. Mm. Hang on, I'm going to find out.
Patrick?
Anybody? Anybody?
Hang on. I got it. Oakland Raiders, Baltimore Colts, Oakland. Houston Oilers. He played for a lot of them.
Yeah.
I kind of ran through the whole list, didn't
I? Yeah. Bubba, who didn't he play for?
Exactly.
But, I mean, Bubba Smith, because he was huge. He's a monster. And driving a bright red stretch caddy. That was awesome. Remember, they actually put it in a lake.
Yeah.
That was cool, too. And, of course, Jim Nabors was the crew chief for the race car, which is epic in itself because he gets so strung up and just so – it's just crazy watching him go off, Jim Nabors. I think Jim Nabors actually made the movie. It was actually hilarious. And then, of course, probably the lady that broke Bert was in this movie.
Oh, here we go.
Now, don't get me wrong. I like Lonnie. I ain't picking no bone.
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
But you know the rest of that song. But – Lonnie, she had WKRP in Cincinnati. Now, yeah. I mean, she didn't do no smoking in a band or nothing. Yeah. But she did have WKRP in Cincinnati. That was a good TV show.
Yeah, it was.
Do you remember watching that, Richard?
Absolutely, man. Dr. Fever is my idol.
Yes. What was it, Ned Bateman, the newsman?
Les Nessman.
There you go, Les Nessman.
Yes.
Les
Nessman.
Oh, like I can see his Tarlick. Face. Yes, that was an epic TV show. But they were in this movie together, but they didn't meet on this movie, Stroke Race. They actually met, didn't you say, Breezy, doing the
Merv Griffin show? They actually met a year before they started dating on the Merv Griffin show. They started dating the next year, and then they did this movie together.
Well, Bert was playing the slow hand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
This was marriage number two for Bert. He got married to an actress, too, early in the game, and they divorced fairly quick, like 63 to 68. Yeah. It wasn't long at all, less than five. And then he stayed, boy, and I want to tell you something. You want to talk about the danger zone for the ladies from 1968 to 1988 when he got married?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That 20-year span, lock up your wives and daughters. Bert's on the loose, kids.
Bert was on the loose.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's. I'm glad I didn't have no children.
Chillin's.
I wouldn't want my daughter running around Burt Reynolds on loose. That mustache, Trans Ams, black leather jackets.
Yeah.
Oof. Stetson hat.
Stetson hat. And he only takes it off for one thing.
If I ever saw that hat off his head.
I'm running. I tell you something we can't run away from, though.
Here we go again.
It's these commercial breaks. Every time they get you. It's like you can't stop. You get on a good run, gotta stop. Red light. Guys, we got a lot more Burt Reynolds coming up right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. Breezy, Smitty, say hey to everybody.
Hey.
Hey, everybody.
That's what I'm saying. And, of course, we got Richard Hoskins, Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst and better known as The Professor.
What is happening to our brothers and sisters in Charleston, South Carolina?
That's what I'm saying, guys. Tell you what, hang on tight if you're in Charleston. Here, you're going to get some nasty weather here for too awful long. That's just bad for business.
Yeah, man, it's sad. I'm sitting here watching these monitors, dude, and it don't look like it's changing courses.
No. It's going to get nasty down there, and I hate it. Like anything, this kind of stuff just, there's no win in this one whatsoever. But all you can do is evacuate. That's what you got insurance for. You know what I mean?
That's it. Hunker down, baby. Hunker down.
That's all you can do. Anyway, we're talking about Burt Reynolds.
Yes, sir.
And we're talking about the cool car movies. And I got one for you.
What you got?
That he done that's not that old. Boogie Nights.
Old Boogie Nights.
That was a good movie.
It was a great movie, but he hated that movie.
Yeah, he did. He actually fired his agent because of that movie.
And then punched the director in the face. Now, that's a baller, I think.
I want to tell you something. Burt Reynolds, and of course he was in the remake of Dukes of Hazzard too.
Yeah.
But, and I think he played a good Boss Hogg.
Yeah.
Not, at first when I heard it, I'm like, meh. But he did. He did a good job on that. But Boogie Nights, he was the colonel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And with this is family friendly, so we're not going to get in detail of the movie.
Yeah.
But
great movie if you haven't seen it, watch it. Great movie. Not with the kids.
Yes, so, great movie. 18
or older.
Yes. Great movie. And it also had a really cool car, especially for old Rob, because I'm Corvette man myself. Oh, Competition Orange, 1977 Corvette. Richard, why don't you give us the stats on that thing?
I can't even remember the whole rundown. The only thing I can remember is three-quarter race cam.
Three-quarter race cam.
You know, that's something I really never understood. I kind of want a whole cam in mine. It's a, I love C3 vets. I'll tell you what else I love. A little quick shameless plug. October 6th at Carolina Motor Fest. That's right. We're giving away a C3 Corvette, a 1980 Corvette. Red on red, mirrored tops. We were just looking at it just a little earlier. That thing is absolutely gorgeous. And we're giving it away October 6th. You need to tune in to Rock 101 to get all the details on that. Our sister station. Definitely, definitely something fun to check out. Always something cool going on here. But back to Bert. That was a cool car. And Bert didn't even drive the Corvette.
Oh, that was old Dirk.
Yeah. That was Marky Mark.
Marky Mark. Mark Wahlberg.
You're not the boss of me.
A car that lived a rough life.
He lived a rough life. I mean, if you watch the movie, you know, but, I mean, they both did. They both deteriorated.
Yeah.
You notice the car got run down in him at the same time. He got on drugs. A lot of the vet was on drugs. You know what I'm saying? It just looked rough.
Which Corvette can keep going, but Marky Mark, you know, he was like a phoenix that rose from the ashes.
Yeah, and then crashed and burned.
And sold cheeseburgers.
He's more like a bottle rocket. I don't know about a phoenix. But
I tried, man. I tried.
No. Marky Mark is still amazing. He produces ballers.
Listen. Like Marky Mark because you still imagine that Good Vibrations video.
I got them Good Vibrations.
She thinks everybody like Calvin Klein.
Marky Mark walking around with no shirt on. That's what you be thinking about. Old six-pack abs. That's the same boy that owns half a burger joint now. I'm just throwing that out there.
But he also did Entourage. He does a lot of stuff. Y'all leave Marky Mark alone. Let's get back to Bert.
Marky Mark and old Paul Walker. That's the two you don't touch.
My heart.
I actually seen a meme about Paul Walker today. Maybe I was going to send it to you out of meanness, but I kept it to myself.
I'm glad you thought better about that.
Anything making fun of Paul Walker puts joy in my heart. I'm sorry. I mean, he's a cool guy and all that, and I hate what happened to him, but some people just take it to the next level. And that's the thing. You know, a lot of people I even heard somebody compare the other day Paul Walker to Burt Reynolds.
All right, let's not get crazy.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Paul, you're cool. You're no Burt. Just like me and Arnie were talking about. You know, you can't compete Vin Diesel and Burt Reynolds.
Absolutely not.
All right, Professor, I got one for you.
Hit me.
Paul Walker, Vin Diesel, Burt Reynolds in his prime, cage match. Who walks out?
Man, Burt Reynolds is the only person you even mentioned that has a mustache.
I'm telling you. Like, all right, I'm going to spice this up. Jackie Chan, Chuck Norris in there with him.
Oh, Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris all day, every
day. I mean, you can't put Chuck Norris. I love Burt. I do, but Chuck Norris. Burt Chuck Reynolds. Norris knows we're talking about him right now.
Burt Reynolds. I want to tell you something. Chuck Norris better be glad that Burt's gone. I'm just throwing that out there. Because I'd put my money on Burt. One, better mustache. Two, the man can rock rose-colored sunglasses.
I mean,
did you see Smokey and the Bandit?
Yeah.
I rest my case.
But Chuck Norris drove the K5 up out of the grave. You know, and what was that movie? I cannot never remember the movie.
Cannot never remember.
Listen, cannot never.
Although my boy did Evening Shade, he did Walker, Texas Ranger, which is like
this is true.
The Dr. Quinn medicine woman of cop shows.
And he also drove a Dodge, full-size Dodge in that.
Yeah, and he also sells, what's those things on TV now?
the ab things.
Him and old Christie Brinkley.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Richard, have you ordered one of those yet?
No, it's just in the mail.
<He's> with free express shipping.
I'll try to get back next week and give a review.
I want to see some washboard abs on you.
Yeah, like I don't already have them.
We're gonna have you looking like Marky Mark in no time.
Oh Lord.
Then you could start that rap career like we were talking about.
I forgot about a rap career.
Oh, that puts joy in my heart.
We really can't talk about that on air.
No, 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 we can't. The we'll save that for the podcast.
There you go.
But anyway, but like I said, there's some really interesting things that we learned about Burt Reynolds. Like, he owned a bar in Atlanta.
Yeah, at the Omni.
At the Omni. Blows my downtown ATL. That's my town. I'm in Atlanta all the time. And Burt owned a bar there called Burt's Place.
Burt's Place.
He actually had an offshoot, too, in another state or another city. I can't remember the city's name, though.
Really?
It was in Florida. Right.
I don't think so. I'll have to find it.
I mean, this dude owned a NASCAR Winston Cup team, a Mach 1 race team, and he had Harry Grant drive the Skull Bandit car. Or Burt.
I'm going to tell you something. Harry Gant, Burt Reynolds.
Harry Gant was cool.
America. Skull Bandit, America.
That's it.
Done.
You can't forget old Hal, because him and Hal owned the NASCAR team together. But, I mean, still, I can remember that car. Like, I have never been a NASCAR guy ever, and I can remember the white. Was it a Thunderbird?
No, he drove Buicks.
Buick, there you go, Buick. White with the green Skull Bandit lettering all over the place. And I'm pretty sure there's a Kmart sticker on there somewhere. But anyhow.
No, they sold the model of Kmart.
But, I mean, that's still the epitome of cool, dude.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, well, that's back when NASCAR was cool, when Cale Yarborough was there.
There you go.
Yeah, now Cale Yarborough's in Camden, South Carolina, eating biscuits at Hardee's every morning.
Yep,
which
drinking
blows
quarter
my mind.
Coffee.
Drinking quarter senior citizen coffee. Talking about the good old days of NASCAR. You know, back when Dale was in diapers.
Yeah.
But, yeah, definitely some cool things. I tell you another interesting thing. All right. Old Burt and Lonnie weren't married as long as you think, as I thought they were. They divorced in what, 90? They got married in 88.
They were together 5 years. 93.
That's insane.
I mean, I think they were actually together 10 years, but married 5.
And then they adopted a kid.
That's what I said. I thought they adopted a kid.
Mm-hmm. They did. And then when she divorced him, he was paying her $15,000 a month.
Oh, yeah. He had to file for bankruptcy. He lost a lot of the places he had opened.
You know, a guy that's like a mega Burt fan bought his house and rented it to him to keep him
from
getting kicked out.
Really? I didn't know that.
Bought his house for $3.3 million and rented it to him, like, really cheap so he could stay there. And Burt actually died in his house.
Wow.
I'd like to shake that guy's
hand. That's a super fan.
That's
a
super. And first, I mean, just think about it. Like,
that's a
Burt
super guy.
Died here. Yeah, that is a super guy. First of all, he's loaded. Second, he's a Burt fan. I don't know. I like Burt Reynolds. The only thing that hurts me about Burt Reynolds is how bad he deteriorated over the last few years.
Yeah, and it seemed to be really fast.
Yeah.
It's like
blink of an eye.
Okay, when was The Longest Yard, the remake, came out? Because he looked like he was in pretty good shape there. And even like
2004 or something like that.
Like, he looked like he was in good shape. But I'm going to tell you something now, man. He's horrible shape.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of a sudden.
Well, that's like when he did Fast and Loud. When he was on there, that's when I really realized that. And it blew my mind when I saw him on there.
It looks like somebody's grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. We got a commercial break. We got a lot more Burt stuff coming at you right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, Smitty Breezy.
What's up, y'all?
Hey.
And, of course, we got Richard Hoskins, the professor himself.
What's happening to our friends in Wilmington, North Carolina, another city that you guys hold it down this weekend?
Yeah, that's right, guys. I tell you what, we got some nasty weather headed for the coast. So they're definitely in our thoughts. That's for sure. You need to stay safe if you're staying out that way. Of course, South Carolina, they're sending everybody up here.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Traffic's been insane.
It's supposed to be too much better up here than it was down there.
Well, we're going to get some rain and wind. I think they're going to get the worst part.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to definitely get the worst part. But
and I don't think it's going to jump over them and hit us, but I'm just saying. I know
Woodruff Road's already bad.
I'm telling you. That's a disaster in itself every day.
I don't even want to talk about the drive here.
Every day, Richard.
Oh, especially today, man. I made up so many swears.
It was like you invented new swear words.
I got it lucky, man. I'm just right across the street.
So, yeah, you lucky.
Yeah.
I drove from downtown to here, and it was just like, It took forever, and like I know I was born and raised in this town, and I have went down every back road, and they were all backed up. Everything was backed up.
That's the way it was this way this time last year, man. When that same thing, hurricane come through, dude, and I was out here just getting my job, and I went home, and I had texted her and told her I was on my way home, dude. It took me 2 hours to get from Woodruff Road to White Horse Road.
That's insane.
Yeah, it wasn't fun at all.
No, it's definitely not fun. I tell you what else ain't fun. Divorce.
Divorces.
That was drastic.
I've never been through one.
Knock on wood.
And
I've been through enough for everybody in the room.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you something. My old boy Bert went through a good one too with old Lonnie. Had to sell a bunch of stuff. And we already talking about he had to pay $15,000 a month in child support.
Yeah.
But this guy started selling off his stuff, and we're talking about how he's looking rough over the years. And Richard hit the nail on the head. Ain't nothing worse. You look no rougher than when you had to sell your babies off, your toys off.
Yeah.
Bear Jackson, he was pitiful.
Man, that was heartbreaking, dude.
The original band at Trans Am, the canoe from Deliverance.
Yeah.
The gold pocket watch that Sally Field, the love of his life, gave him.
Yeah.
His Turbo Trans Am. He sold, like, what was it, a Pontiac G8, I think it was?
That was, like, his car.
His personal car. I mean, this guy's selling everything off. Lots of memorabilia, hats, jackets, boots.
I mean, he made up 2.5 mil.
I mean, which, don't get me wrong, I mean, I could sell all the boots I got, and I ain't going to even hit close.
I don't even think I'm going to get $2.5 for the boots that I got.
I'm telling you. That's insane. But, I mean, he's been making a lot of appearances, and you know he's getting some kind of rights to all these remakes. Like all these new. What do you think about the new Trans Ams? You know, they started with the fifth gens, and now they're making kits for the sixth gen Camaros, which look basically the same gen to me. But anyway,
I think they're positively ridiculous.
You don't like the Trans Ams?
No, they're trying to make a 78 Trans Am out of something that's supposed to look like a 69 Camaro.
Well, I'm with you. But, I mean, I think there's some of them are better than others.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it looks better than, like, the Superbird Charger or Challengers.
Yeah, well, that's not really hard to top. But, yeah.
Those things are horrible. That's the hideous thing ever.
I don't know what drug somebody was on. And they're like, hey, I got an idea. And came up with that.
They should have let it go.
Yeah. I don't know, man. When I see the offshoots, dude, I just think Camaro with a bunch of stickers on it, dude.
Well, and it is. And there's some, like I said, there's some a little cooler than others they did. But, you know, of course, I'm hoping he's getting some royalties. Surely to goodness he is off of those things, you would think. Because I'm calling him the Bandit and all that stuff. And now that may be going towards Hal Needham in the movie.
Yeah, I mean.
Surely to goodness he's getting something for it. But
I don't know that Bert's got any kind of rights to that stuff.
I mean, I don't know. That's interesting, though.
Yeah, I mean.
Because, I mean, there's a lot, and we'll tell you something, after his passing, you're going to see a lot of that stuff happening going on. That's the crazy thing with it. You know, the Trans Am, you know, after the 77, I'd say after the second gen or third gens came out, that black and gold thing really didn't stick anymore after that. You ever notice that? I mean, like, they were never, like, they even made, like, the 94, the 4th-gen model. They even came out with that whole black and gold edition on those.
Uh-uh.
Didn't do well with flip.
By that time, the gold just didn't fit anymore. You know, last one that I could see would be the GTA, and that, you know, that car had gold as a theme anyway.
Right. Well, I mean, it was just gold emblems and things like that. It wasn't gold eagles on the hood, you know, gold birds. But, personally, I think the prettiest 4th-gen Camaro they ever made was the 25th anniversary Camaro.
Yeah.
Or not Camaro, I mean Firebird.
Was that the white and blue one?
Yes.
Yeah.
White with the blue wheels on it. That was a pretty car.
Yeah, it really was.
Short car. But, I mean, and that's the thing. You know, he sold off some really neat stuff, some really neat memory. $450,000, which I think, I mean, it's a lot of money. But it's not a lot of money because that's an iconic movie.
Well, that car that he sold off was not even in the movie.
Oh, I thought it was a screen car.
The one that he had, it was given to him as a gift in the movie, but it never seen screen time.
It was a promo car.
Yeah, a promo car.
Parked it outside theaters and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was never used.
And I mean, it was It was projected to go for no more than $80,000. Well, once again, Bert showed you. Bert's Bert.
You don't underestimate the Bert.
$450,000. I mean, the dude sold a go kart. He had a go kart replica, and then still sold it for $14,000.
That's crazy.
A go kart.
That's insane.
Insane.
That's insane. I wonder what the jacket brought, because I remember the red Trans Am jacket.
Yeah. I can't remember, man. I read that today and cannot remember. I can't believe I didn't write that down.
The red Trans Am jacket is... That would be cool. I would rock a Trans Am jacket.
I would wear that thing everywhere.
Yeah.
Even in your Daytona Z?
Yeah. Especially in my Daytona Z.
I'd wear it walking down the street.
I got T-tops, yeah.
But you know something about Burt Reynolds is he has charisma.
Yeah.
No matter, I mean, down and out. I mean, man was only worth $5 million, which 4.9999 million more than I am. But you know what I'm saying? This guy had charisma. Like, I remember, like, on Fast and Loud, you were talking about it, and I remember it too. He signed the dash of the Trans Am they built. And they were talking about it. He said, man, I bet you signed that in some strange places. And what did he say? Something like...
He said, I bet you signed that a lot. And he said, in places you wouldn't believe.
Exactly. I love that. Like, I mean, this is coming from an 80-year-old man. That puts joy in my heart.
Old Bert was the man, dude.
That's awesome. I mean, yeah, that's cool. Now, I'll tell you the one that I didn't like about the Gas Monkey Garage is they put them stupid monkey heads on the bird.
I know. That bothered me, too.
That was dumb.
I understand that's their, like, call sign and all that, but still.
And, like, you know, like how they did the Gas Monkey instead of the Trans Am logo. Like, that's okay. That didn't bother me too bad. Use the same font and all that. Yeah. But the monkey head on the bird, that was just kind of dumb.
Yeah, that's awful.
That was just bad dumb.
Sacrilege is what it is.
That's just horrible.
I'll tell you another cool thing, man, is the Bandit Run.
Oh, yeah. Now, so tell us about that.
The Bandit Run, it was first run in 2007 for the 30th anniversary. It's a brainchild of a guy named Dave Hall, owner of Restore a Muscle Car. It's him and just a group of TA owners. They run from Texarkana to Jonesboro, recreating the route taken by Bert, you know? They do it every year, but on the coolest thing, on the 40th anniversary, they done a run. They had a special screening of the movie with Bert there, and they recreated the jump with Bandit and the Frog.
Oh, that's
really
awesome.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty neat. So you can run over there and check that out online, Bandit Run, wherever it's at.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's really cool. I tell you what else ain't cool. We already out of time, guys.
You get talking,
God, that was fast.
I'm telling you.
You get talking about the man, time flies.
That's right, guys. Trans Am's ain't the only thing it flies. It's time, too. Guys, you've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.